Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern, and my passion is to simplify online marketing for female entrepreneurs so that they can get results at scale and fulfill their passion and purpose. In today's episode, we'll be looking at a six-figure debt trap or a $5,000 blogging course. You choose. Have you ever spent any money on a blogging course or an entrepreneur course for that matter? Or do you plan to invest in an entrepreneur course anytime soon? As someone who spent close to six figures on formal as well as informal education to get 2 degrees, lots of training and several certificates, I wanted to look back. At some point in life, it is important to look back on those investments and do a reality check. Was it worth the time and effort going to college? At the time of doing my first degree, there was not much else available. If you are reading this or even listening to this particular podcast and you're in your 20s, then I know how confusing it can be for you, especially with peer pressure from your parents. As an adult, you'll probably find it easier to go travel the world to gain a better understanding of what you really want to do. There is this thing called peer pressure that is virtually impossible to ignore. All of your friends are going to college, so maybe you should go as well. You just graduated from high school, and so your skills are very limited, or so you believe. Well, in this particular episode, you will get a simple view of options available to you so that you may be able to be inspired to take the next step or maybe just to wait a few years. So, is an 1837 education system still useful today? Well, in case you were not aware of it, the modern version of the education system was set up by Horace Mann in 1837. Yes, I just said 1837. At a time, the world was going through the industrial era, where factories required workers to fit into systems. In fact, they needed a cookie-cutter system that mass-produced workers who had similar skill sets. So here we are after 182 years. And it is clear to see that there is a different kind of need where people with a diverse set of skills is what is preferred in the workforce. It is scary to think that they now have a cookie-cutter system to mass-produce robots to take those same industrial jobs. So, what will become of us as humans? Is there a new way to be educated? Self-directed learning versus a $250,000 education. Recently, I was reading a post from Seth Godin, and he is so right when he talks about the fact that self-directed learning is a viable option. Here is a brief synopsis of what he shared on his blog. He said, 4 years of MIT, or 4 years at MIT, costs about $250,000 all in. Or you could engage in a more than 2,000 of the courses in MIT on their site for free. What's the difference? When you do education, you pay tuition, plus you pay with a focus on compliance. Traditional education requires that students trade in freedom of choice, coerced by tests and exams. And what do you get? You get an A and you get a certificate. Woohoo! Well done. The power of that certificate is extraordinary. Students and their families will go a lifetime in debt just to get that piece of paper. They'll make choices about time and focus as well as geography for that paper. So in other words, they will live away from home 50 miles away, 5,000 miles away, 10,000 miles away, just to get that piece of paper. and the focus is on, you know, spending that 4 years in college. Ignoring what is ostensibly possible in exchange for the certainty of acquiring it. Learning, on the other hand, is self-directed. It isn't about changing our grade. It's about changing the way we see the world. It's voluntary. Learning is always available, and it compounds because once we've acquired it, we can use it again and again. End of quote. So, what do you think of that thought from Seth Godin? It's a lot to swallow. And while you're contemplating on that, let's look at this, the next step. $5,000 blogging course. Are you interested in becoming an entrepreneur? Does the thought of business failure scare you to death? So many people have been programmed to think that going into business is scary. But going into debt for education is, I guess, okay. Is it me, or is there something wrong with this particular picture? So, okay, not all degrees are $250,000, but let's say $100,000. Let's say $50,000. I know it's more than $50,000, but that's it, between $50,000 and $100,000. And yes, you can go into business and you can lose a lot more money than that. But let me tell you what I think is scary. Going into business without a mentor or any kind of guidance gives me a serious fright. The good news is that there are so many avenues available when it comes to informal education, or as Seth put it, self-directed learning. Yes, there are many coaches out there who will charge you the earth to joining their coaching program. However, there are many others who charge between, let's say, $1,000 and $5,000 for 12 months of coaching, where they guarantee you success. Think about it for a moment. There are still a few blogging courses between, say, like $140, $150 and $99 for a shorter period of time, like 10 weeks or 6 months, and they don't guarantee you any sort of success at all. So, question for you. How many universities do you know would guarantee you a job after 4 years of college, and even after spending six figures on a piece of paper? I'll tell you, none. None of them will guarantee you a job. That's right, none. None can promise you that you'll succeed. They can only show you how many of their graduates were able to find jobs. Now, that's a very big pill to swallow, but unfortunately, it's the truth, because everybody's doing it. It's a thing to do, so everybody follows everybody else. So what's your choice? It's not my plan to go through a sort of a 10-hour podcast as to why you should consider self-directed learning. Not at all. In fact, looking at alternative options or informal education systems should also be included on your list. There should not be any negative stigma if someone decides that they will not take the college route to success. Going into debt of $250,000 for formal education should not be encouraged as something normal anymore. With so many options to choose from in this era, I personally wish I can start over again. Yes, there is a big chance that people in their 20s are going to suffer a lot from analysis paralysis, because now more than ever, there are too many options available. I get that. So, what makes a good blogging course? Yes, there are other courses like entrepreneur courses as well, but I'm going to focus specifically on a blogging course because it's the lowest barrier to entry. And it doesn't suit everyone. Entrepreneurship doesn't suit everyone, although blogging, technically speaking, is entrepreneurship, but there is the more raw version of entrepreneurship. So let's look at what makes a good blogging course. So if you are new to blogging, you're probably wondering, what are the components of a good blogging course? The first thing to consider is the kind of results you want to achieve from any blogging course at all. Let's say a blogging course shows you how to make $1,000 a month. and a different one helps you to make six figures a year. Does it mean that the first course was not as good as the second one? Well, in my experience, any blogging course that helps the students with a transformation is a good one. It really depends on the kind of transformation a student is hoping to achieve. Now, before we continue, I just wanted to let you know that you can access the show notes for this particular podcast using successunscrambled.com/blogging-course. That's successunscrambled.com/blogging-course. Okay, so now let's look at the actual key components that make up a standard blogging course. So in order to help you pick the perfect course, you need to understand what are different elements or modules that any blogging course or typical blogging course should have. If any of these are missing, then you probably need to question it, or maybe it isn't a blogging course at all. So for anyone to experience success at blogging, here are a few things that should be included. Blog creation, marketing a blog, monetizing a blog, email marketing, and professional blog elements. You're probably thinking that the list of key components is so short and that there may be a few missing items. As simplistic as it may seem, each item on the list can be taught as an individual course on its own. There is a lot of depth in each course, on each item, so don't be fooled by its simplicity. Let's look at each component in a little bit of detail. So blog creation. As the name implies, this element is all about creating your blog, which includes, finding a niche, choosing a blog name, choosing a platform, branding and theme, and actually creating a blog. It also goes through the process of writing 20 to 50 posts, and it also might involve a bit of keyword research or search engine optimization. That is just the blog creation. And as I said, it might sound really, really simple, but actually it does take some time. Like, the hardest part is finding the niche. If you don't have an existing blog and you decide you want to create a blog tomorrow, what is the core topic of your blog? Do you know? Do you know how to choose the best topic for your blog? Trust me, that bit is quite hard. Okay, the next level is marketing your blog. You'll realize after creating your blog that you need to let the world know that your blog exists in order to get readers to your blog. Many of the courses which include elements of marketing will include bits like social media marketing, Pinterest marketing, as well as search engine optimization. Another bit that actually is missing that I forgot to mention in the blog creation section is website optimization. And maybe that actually would be in the professional blog element, so I'll mention it there again. Okay, so up next we've got monetizing a blog. And this one is huge. It's huge because, well, there are so many ways to generate income as a blogger. I believe that the options are endless. When it comes to monetizing a blog, you can decide to use five of the most popular options, which are affiliate marketing, ad networks, course creation, sponsored posts, and services or consulting. These are not the only ways available, but they are the top five ways most bloggers use to generate an income from their blog. Email marketing is up next. One of the most important assets of any business is their fans, their tribe, or their groupie, their email list. Having an email list makes it easy to maintain an audience. There are so many aspects to starting and growing an email list that it is crazy to think that it is a simple process. If you find a course that teaches you about copywriting as well, then grab that one, as it is a big secret to generating consistent income from email marketing. Professional blog elements. Just when you thought that you know everything that is needed to be a great blogger, there is one more step. Like I mentioned before, there is website optimization. And website optimization basically means you having the topology or the layout of your blog that is tweaked in such a way to get the best amount of conversion or sales from your blog. Some other blogging courses include things like professional items, branding, landing pages, funnels, etc. Inside the other modules. Other items or other courses like to keep these a standalone section, like separate. Like I know one of my mentors, she has a whole module on how to write money posts. And that's not necessarily the same as monetization, but it actually tells you how to write a blog post that is different from a regular blog post that will actually generate an income. I know there are courses about courses about courses. So now that you know what to expect in a good blogging course, let's look at a few real life examples. Okay. The best blogging courses. Now, before I go into the list, this list is not by any chance exhaustive. It's just a handful of them that I am aware of. There are many more. There's some of them I wouldn't recommend because, I've taken a lot of courses. Some of them, the ones that I've taken, I would never recommend to anyone. Probably because it didn't suit my learning style, but I never got a refund, but I still continue to use the material. So some of the courses wouldn't suit everybody. But these here that I'm going to mention, they would tend to suit sort of the general public. Okay? So since you already know where to find all the information relating to formal education, like colleges, business institutes, MIT, the whole lot, I wanted to spend time making you aware of many other options available when it comes to informal education or self-directed learning. Be your own blog boss. So Chelsea Clark is the founder of Her Paper Route, and she has several amazing courses available for anyone who would like to experience success online. In May 2018, she reported a five-figure income from her blog. The majority of her income came from affiliate marketing, hosting services, and courses. She has a blogging course called Be Your Own Blog Boss, and you can learn more about it. I've left a link in the show notes. You can access it there. If blogging is not your thing and you have a preference to become a freelancer, and just in case you never heard the term freelancer before, it simply means that you might be, for example, a writer, graphic designer, a videographer, maybe someone who likes organizing people's inboxes, etc., and you like to hire out your services. So if you prefer to become a freelancer, then I might just have the solution for you. Michaela Quinn is a stay-at-home mom who was determined to quit her full-time teaching job and stay at home with her little ones. After becoming successful, she created a course so that she can teach others to do the same thing. You can find out more about it there in the show notes. I've left a link in the show notes. You can head on over at successunscrambled.com/blogging-course. That's successunscrambled.com/blogging-course. Pin Particle Masterclass. So if you already have a blog, but for some strange reason you seem to struggle to get readers to your blog, then hold tight as I might have an option for you. Monica Froese is the founder of Redefining Mom. She has several years' experience in marketing, including a master's degree. One of the fastest ways to drive traffic to your blog is by using Pinterest marketing. And Monica's course in this area is called Pin Practical Masterclass. I've personally taken this course myself, and it's amazing. Again, I've left a link in the show notes where you can learn more about this particular course. Head over to successunscrambled.com/blogging-course. Right. So I always tell my children that they are lucky to be growing up at a time when you can be almost anything you want to be. In fact, I believe that having too many options can be just as confusing as having too little. Taking advantage of this new, what we call gig economy, where it is dead easy to become a freelancer requires a major mindset shift. And I can tell you, I meet people, constantly meet people every single day, people in their 30s, their 40s, and their 50s, who believe that the only way to become successful in life is by working a 9-to-5 job. I know that might have sounded a little bit crazy, but that's what they believe. You either become, you either start a business or you know, regular brick and mortar business, or you work a 9-to-5 job. There's no other option. My preference personally is to be a consultant working my own hours and living the life that is more family friendly and not being heavily dependent on someone else's dream. What about you? Do you believe in financial independence? Working from anywhere and fully fulfilling your purpose? Do leave your comments in the show notes. Head on over to successunscrambled.com/blogging-course. Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this particular podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast players. Are you already a blogger, but you find yourself constantly playing catch up when it comes to creating content? You find this Write Blog Post Faster resource very useful. I've left a link in the show notes. If you are just at the start of your entrepreneurial journey, where you're wondering what is possible for you in the future, then take a look at the 7 books that every female entrepreneur should read. I've left a link in the show notes. If you want to take advantage of some free information on becoming a digital nomad, you'll soon be traveling all over the world after reading this particular resource. I've left, again, a link in the show notes all about digital nomads. So, if you're a startup or small business and need to hire a virtual assistant to complete tasks such as social media marketing, blogging, keyword research, or Pinterest account management, then take a look at the packages I have available. Again, I've left a link in the show notes. All right. Well, that's it for now. Until the next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.